Thank you, Damian, and good evening, everyone. The District Attorney's Office announced today that Brian Fleming has been sentenced to a prison term of 10 years and 8 months after pleading guilty to several methamphetamine-related charges, including possession and transportation. Fleming was first arrested a year ago at a Eureka motel on meth-related charges, but that didn't stop him. While out on bail and awaiting trial, he was arrested a second time in May of this year for possession and sales of meth. Once again, while out on bail and awaiting trial, Fleming was arrested again in June. This time he was found to be in possession of 135 grams of meth and arrested in books once more. Fleming, who's already served a prison sentence, also pleaded guilty to 2 special allegations of possession for sale while out on bail. The sheriff's office is investigating a shooting incident after being notified yesterday afternoon that there was a 24-year-old man being treated for gunshot wounds at Redwood Memorial Hospital. The victim was found staggering on Highway 36 near Bridgeville by a passerby and was taken to the hospital by that passerby. The victim told deputies that he couldn't remember much, just that he had hitchhiked to Bridgeville from his residence in Hydesville and gotten rides from 3 people. The victim provided little information to the deputies, and the case remains under investigation. Anyone with information about the victim or the incident that led to him being shot is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, REDEC, announced today that another big step to attracting additional air service to the county has been taken. Executive Director Don Anabuski said that the fundraising goal of $1 million in donations from the local community, the Department of Transportation, and the Headwaters Fund has been reached. That means REDEC is now actively recruiting airlines in the hope of getting daily nonstop flights to Los Angeles back up and running by the spring. Anabuski said in a statement that, "We all recognize that air service is a crucial link to the world for Humboldt County, just like the Internet and Highway 101. More than 70 local donors contributed to the fundraising effort, including local tribes, cities, and businesses. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies pulled over a vehicle with expired tags near Covelo earlier this week and contacted the driver, Justin Ortiz of Shingle Springs, California. Ortiz gave deputies permission to search the vehicle, and that search turned up approximately 36 pounds of processed marijuana, worth about $70,000 on the street, and packaged for sale in 1-pound batches. Ortiz was arrested and booked on possession, transportation, and possession for sale charges. And there are 2 memorial services this weekend. There will be a memorial service at Arcata High School on Sunday at 3 o'clock to remember the 3 members of the Colgin family who were swept out to sea at Big Lagoon 2 weeks ago. Mary Scott, Howard Colgin, and Gregory Colgin all drowned in rough surf after the family dog was pulled into the waves. Daughter Olivia Colgin survived the incident. And the family of Arcata High School graduate and Navy SEAL and Corpsman Kevin Ebert has scheduled a memorial service on Sunday from noon until 2 p.m. at the Cape Buchanan Room at Humboldt State University. Ebert was killed in action in Afghanistan earlier this month, and Governor Brown ordered flags at the state capitol flown at half-mast on Monday in his honor. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The 35th annual Kika Thunder Country Truckers Parade takes place tomorrow night. The parade, which features dozens of local trucks from big rigs to fire trucks to Caltrans vehicles, begins at Redwood Acres, over to I Street in Eureka, back up 7th Street to Myrtle, and back to the fairgrounds. Each year, proceeds from the parade are donated to a local nonprofit, as Brian Papstein explains.
One of the things that we do with the truckers, and it has always been the case as long as we've operated it, has been to select a local nonprofit, typically it's a kid-based charity, to be the beneficiary. This year it's the Betty Chin with the community center and some of the outreach that she's doing with the homeless kids. We want to be able to help out and provide them specifically some computers for the facility in advance, so when they do start it in April, that they've got some of the gear that they need.
This year, Betty Kwan Chin's daycare center has been chosen, as Angie Papstein explains.
The reason we chose Betty's Children's Center, which opens early next year, is because it's a real worthy cause, and she needs all the help she can get to helping these children who need a place to stay, a place to study, stay warm and dry after school, and it gives them a safe place to go also.
And that's the news on this Friday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.